Okay, in the studio with me now, a very special guest, an old friend of mine, Jackie O'Brien. Jackie is the manager of the art, at the upcoming Sculpture on the Gulf exhibition, which happens every 2 years on Waiheke and is coming up again in January 2019. And Jackie has joined us to talk about the upcoming exhibition and what's new. And welcome to Waiheke Radio, and thanks for giving up a precious Saturday morning.
Hang on.
Let's just press the button. Try again. Oh, that's better.
Thank you for inviting me, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you on.
I love the idea of spending a bit of time and talking to you about this event coming up.
It's a pretty big event for the island. This is the ninth Sculpture on the Gulf.
It is the ninth Sculpture on the Gulf coming up.
And they happen every 2 years. And that started from the beginning. It was biennial.
It's always been biennial.
So that's nearly 20 years ago.
Nearly 20 years, yes.
I remember the first one.
Well, I do too. I was there. Yeah. I think everybody who was around.
Was it the first one that Lyndall won or the second one?
It was the first one that Lyndall won.
So Lyndall Jeffries, Waiheke artist and fresh juice purveyor. I remember she made an amazing piece that was just about the sound rippling on the water on this amazing.
It was such an innovative piece, and I think
it set the direction in a way, didn't it?
It did. Set
the tone, perhaps.
I think it set the possibilities alight on what actually could be a work on a walkway, a remote kind of walkway on the edge of an island that spoke to local conditions.
It's very site responsive. You looked across the surface of the ripples, across the surface of the water down to Matiatia, and if you let your mind go, you could almost make the two merge.
Oh, you could. The sound came from underneath, so it was the vibrations on a flat bed of water.
Yeah.
But it also could have existed internationally.
Gosh, we both remember it very well, don't we? There you go.
We do. But I think a lot of people that would have visited the first show would have remembered it, but remembered many of the works. Virginia King's work. Floating above the valley.
Yeah.
I think people will say now that they will revisit the exhibition in their mind over every iteration of the works that really inspired or fired their imaginations that they remember. And they associate with a particular site.
Yes, exactly. It is site specific, isn't it?
Site responsive.
Site responsive.
I'll smack
that's nice. Site specific. I get a smack. Site responsive. There's a very fine line in the art world between one term and the other. Fair enough. And so site responsive.
Yes.
And that's, again, the theme this year. It's always site responsive, isn't it?
It's always one of the themes that we encourage.
Yeah.
And it's part of recognizing the uniqueness of this landscape as a site for art, but also wanting to encourage and see works that challenge the landscape or become part of it. Really, we're not about it being a gallery outside. Works that could be there, could be somewhere else, could be in a gallery, and they still have their conceptual strength.
Yeah.
The works we try to encourage rely on where they are for part of their meaning.
Yeah, right. Mm. When they're moved, are you careful about where they go? I mean, so let's just back up the track. What I mean by that is that in some Sculpture of the Gulf exhibitions, we've actually had pieces stay on the island but go to other places like Alison Park. And
Yes, we can have the aspiration for only works that are site responsive.
Yeah.
But only certain artists are interested in that.
Yeah.
Or we want to be part of the discussion about contemporary sculpture in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that covers all kinds of sculpture.
Well, look, it's known now as New Zealand's premier outdoor sculpture show, right? So we're really leading, aren't we?
We are leading, but I think we're leading in different ways that sometimes are not so obvious or hidden. In terms of site responsive work. There are other shows around New Zealand that sculpture shows. There's Scape in Christchurch, for example, which is would also showcase contemporary sculpture in a city environment.
Mm.
But also we now have about 6 Maori artists this time, which is very exciting. And
6 out of 28. Mm, that is a reasonably high proportion.
It is a high proportion.
That's fantastic.
And not only that, one of the exhibiting artists is Professor Robert Juncker, who's head of visual arts program down at Palmerston North Massey.
Right, at Massey.
And I'm pretty sure it's four of our other artists he's actually mentored.
Mm-hmm.
So to have that kind of relationship.
That's another angle, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
That's so interesting.
On the walkway, speaking to each other.
Yeah. 28 works have been selected. But before we go there and talk about those and the number of Waiheke artists who are involved as well, there's a concurrent small exhibition. So just a reminder to people that the Waiheke Community Art Gallery is actually the body that runs Sculpture in the Gulf, right? Through a slightly different trust or...?
Yes, the exhibition is owned as an entity by the Waiheke Community Art Gallery.
Yeah.
And they invested a separate board to manage it, to run it, to deliver it. Mm.
But it's a Waiheke Community Art Gallery show.
It is a Waiheke Art Gallery show.
It's just amazing. What a gallery we have.
It's absolutely amazing that... when you think of all the exhibitions they put on, the way that they are trying to develop relationships with parts of the community and broader Auckland, New Zealand, bringing artists and different artworks, that that they are also committed to this kind of exhibition.
Yeah, exactly.
And because of the changes that we've made this time in terms of timing, because we're now in March.
We shifted, I said January earlier, and I'd like to correct myself because I do remember talking to somebody about this. You've shifted it to March.
We've shifted it to March, but we've also shifted our focus or expanded it. So rather than sitting on the edge of the walkway at Matiatia, which of course it will be, we're also bringing the exhibition up to Oniroa. And we will have a sculpture in Alison Park and we will have one in the courtyard and the Waiheke Community Art Gallery
has the small sculptures. So when you say the courtyard, you mean the Artworks Courtyard?
Artworks Courtyard.
Oh, wow.
And we also have the small sculptures in the gallery.
Yeah. So small sculptures are produced not exclusively but often by the same people who are showing on the walkway,
there are
right?
always small works by the artists that are on the walkway and those works... We request, we ask that they are either the marquette that was used or that their works are related to the sculpture because quite often people can't afford to buy the one on the walkway or it's not sellable because it disappears after the event.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be ephemeral.
The rain washes it away or the wind blows the noise away.
Exactly. So, but someone might really love the idea and the concept and would really like to have a smaller work that reminds them of it.
Yeah. Maquettes are great things, aren't they?
Yes.
They're both things in themselves, but they talk to the larger.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're not, very rarely are they exact miniature replicas of the one.
Yeah. They're ideas.
They're idiosyncratic.
In development, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. So they actually represent a point of development for the artist towards the bigger
zone.
One. Yeah, quite interesting. So the big show and the small show, but also some of the big show in the village, at the top of the village. That's very exciting.
Yes, absolutely. And it connects to Sculpt Oniroa as well.
Yeah. Which is looking great.
It looks great. And I'm not sure whether it's still there when event comes on.
I don't know if it goes through till March. We can find out. I'll try and find out before
but
the end of the show.
Of course, we also have the sculptures that already sit in Alison Park.
Yeah, so let's talk about those. Let's talk about the legacy works because this, for me, is one of the great things about Sculpture in the Gulf is that some pieces stay owned, if you like, by the community. We've got a piece at Rocky Bay.
We have a piece in Rocky Bay.
That's beautiful.
That's from 2003.
Yep, that's beautiful, that piece. And it's still there and it's still shiny. It's still gorgeous.
It's still,
We've got a few pieces in Alison Park.
I think there must be about five
or six.
There's
the rain gauge from the five or six. Wow, okay. I need to have a walk through that.
So there's a rain gauge from 2003 as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Charlotte Fisher from about 2009. There's a Nick Moon from, I think, 2011. There's a Paramatchet from... 2007.
The blue horse. Oh, that's amazing.
I think that's called Ringer 2.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's the boat one. Paul Radford.
Indeed. And so every time we have a sculpture on the Gulf, the artistic assets, library, whatever, the catalogue, the permanent Waiheke exhibition grows.
It does.
Yeah, so there's a long-term benefit for us from every show.
There is a long-term benefit. I think how that rolls out is going to change purely because after the 2003 event, the community board decided to actually designate Alison Park as the sculpture park of Waiheke.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was really to allow a space for sculptures that could be got as legacy works from Sculpt on the Gulf without actually having to go through the quite extensive bureaucracy that's required
when
for putting work in a public place.
When you establish something in a park. But we did that with a ruling years ago that says this park is for that.
It is. Yeah, but now the park is getting fairly full.
Yeah.
And maybe it's time to look at
my garden.
Like your garden.
Yeah.
Maybe your garden could be a site for the next work.
Maybe it could. All right, that's the show. Let's talk about the art. Jackie, you're the art manager, the manager of the art. We've had 28 works selected for 2019. Can you tell us something about them? Are they, you've seen them all, presumably?
Yes,
you're,
I have.
You've selected
I've
them.
Actually been part of the birthing process of seeing them come into reality.
Because they're proposals a lot, aren't they, initially, rather? Because they get built
quite,
in situ, don't they?
No, not really. They get built for a site.
Yeah.
So it's a very long gestation period.
Right.
And it started October last year where the call was put out.
Yeah.
And it's quite a specific call for entirely new works, works that respond to the walkway, the landscape, or respond to the visitors in a different way that might demand a different response or way of interacting with the work. So it's quite something to get your head around. And we only call for a one-page idea.
Right.
And the one-page idea is really just, well, this is what I plan to do. This is the conceptual underpinning, if you like. Mm. This is the materials I might use.
Yep.
And this is the site that I would quite like.
Mm.
And we get hundreds of proposals, so we can't encourage every artist to walk the walkway with me.
No.
So what we do is we say, you can walk the walkway with me before you put proposal in. But what tends to happen is that after the selection is made, and usually it's a wide selection, it might be 35, and it's our aspiration. These are the ones we'd like to move forward on.
Mm.
And those are the ones that walk the walkway with me. So a proposal then is developed in relationship to a site.
Right.
And the considerations for site is the size of the work, what's our access point, where can we dig into the ground, where can't we? Because we're custodians of that walkway as well.
Indeed.
We can't damage it and we can't leave anything behind.
Mm.
So those kind of relationships and talking through proposals.
Gosh, it's a complex process, isn't it?
It's a complex process. And
it's not just, we like your oversized coffee cup.
No. What happens then is that through that process, within the first 6 months, some will fall away.
Yeah.
For various reasons.
Yeah.
And then we're left really with the ones that
That don't fall away,
that we're committed to.
So you've gone from 35 to 28.
Yes, and then we actually lost one 2 weeks ago because the artist's having a family illness.
Yeah.
So I've brought another one back in to see if I can help develop it because by now we've got the sites, we've got the works, they're all being built. So to lose one leaves us with a gap.
Okay, let's talk about the artists themselves. And these are the Waiheke ones that jump up for me straight away that I know. Chris Bailey, of course. Kia ora, Chris. Amazing Māori artist. Let me have a look. Who else do I recognise? Jeff Thompson, of course, is not from Waiheke, but is
but you recognise him.
The famous corrugated art. I've got an original Jeff Thompson. Thank you very much. My wife and I were given for our wedding the first ever cutout of corrugated iron Waiheke.
Really? Mm. Wow.
That the ones that they sell at the gallery are now the copies of. We've got the original.
I hope you've got number one written on the back.
No, it's got a signature. I don't think it's got number one written on it.
He's coming over.
I'll have to ask him. Yeah. Kazu, of course, we know. Kazu Nakagawa, who was responsible for the beautiful design in the library, off the library. Who else do I recognise? Gosh, I'm terrible, aren't I? Sally Smith, of course. Sharon Montrose. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that it?
Anton Ford.
Oh, Anton's from the island. Sorry, Anton.
Anton is very much from the island. He's a teacher at the school.
Oh, okay. Now I know who you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So there's Anton.
Yep.
There's Virginia King.
But she's not from Waiheke.
How did you find from Waiheke?
Well, that's always been the issue with Waiheke, hasn't it? Because 1 week we're from Waiheke and the next week we're not.
What determines you as a local?
Oh, I don't know, 23 years?
I think
No, just joking.
Well, we both qualify under that.
Yeah, we do,
anyway.
Don't we?
But Virginia King now lives here almost permanently.
Oh, does she?
And she's had a holiday home here for, I'd say, probably at least 30 years.
Her work is amazingly delicate, isn't it?
Yes, it's but just very robust at the same time.
Yeah, mm. I mean,
stainless
visually
steel.
Delicate, rather than amazing. Yeah. But let's go through the names. Anton Ford, Britt Berkeley and Andrea Gardner. What do they do?
They do a variety of mediums and ideas. A lot of it's video.
Oh, okay. And we won't give any secrets away.
No, they come from Whanganui.
Whanganui, okay. Yep. David McCracken. Now, there's a Waiheke name, but it's not.
McCracken family lives here, yeah. And he has a strong association to it. He doesn't live on Waiheke.
Okay, but he's part of that family.
Yes.
Elliot
Collins is an Auckland, a young Auckland artist.
Ewan
Lockie is also a young Auckland artist.
I'm putting pressure on her now because she doesn't have a list in front of her. This is just... anyway, let me read through them and then you can tell us anything interesting about them afterwards. James Russell, James Wright, Janet...
James Wright also lives on Waiheke part-time.
Kia ora, James. Mm. Janet...
Lilo.
Jay Kang. Jeff Thompson. John Hall. Cody Hawkins.
A very young Maori artist from Wellington.
Right.
Yeah.
Kazu Nakagawa and Pacific Environments Architects.
So they're the same architects that did the library.
Did the library, right. Yeah.
And so they worked on a project together
for
Sculpture on the Gulf.
Wow. Keriama Taipa, Leon van den...
Eichel. Leon van den Eichel.
Sorry, Leon.
He also used to live on Waiheke for about 8 years.
Oh, there you
until
go.
Until he had to move off the island.
Ngahinga Hohaya, Natalie Guy, Phil Price, Robert Yanka, Sally Smith we know, Shannon Novak, Sharon Montrose we know, kia ora Sharon, Shelley Simpson, Tim Barlow, Tyler Jackson, Veronica Herber and the incredible Virginia King. So the ones I know are amazing and I assume the other ones are as well.
I think they're all amazing.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. It's such a challenge for artists to... you know, you think of the idea of doing a concept for this exhibition is probably fairly straightforward when you're an artist and you're doing concepts for various things. But actually translating it into the reality of the work, but also for this environment, which is not a gallery environment, is hugely challenging. Mm. So part of my role is virtually to project manage with all of the artists, except for Jeff Thompson, who... is an old hand and he would not welcome my interference. Phil Price would be the same.
Yeah.
There's a few artists
Phil
there.
Phil Price, does he do the moving...
The kinetic work.
The kinetics. Yes. Yeah, I remember them well. The one ended up downtown, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of other things before we wrap it up, Jackie. So give us the dates this year.
So the exhibition is from the 1st to the 24th of March.
So that's roughly 3 weeks, a little bit more than three weeks.
A little bit more than 3 weeks.
In the first 3 weeks of March. And that's a pretty settled time weather-wise, isn't it?
As much as you can say these days that the weather is settled, but certainly more than February, I think.
Yeah, and definitely more than January,
yes.
Which is where I had it earlier on. And you're looking for volunteers because this is actually, although it's a high level, if you like, in terms of the quality of the art, this is actually a community event, isn't it?
It wouldn't happen without the community of Waiheke on many levels.
Yeah.
Our board is locals that volunteer and it's really is quite a big job because they do lots of work. It's not just about sitting at a board table. And
these aren't $30 artworks either. There's a lot of sort
There's a lot riding on it. There's a lot of pressure quite often.
Yeah.
But volunteers work on installation.
Yeah.
They're part of the installation team. They're part of the meeting and greeting on the walkway. We have volunteers starting before the event to help with various things that need doing. Mm. And they're volunteers at the gallery as well. Mm. You know, they rely on volunteers. So it's very much part of the community from that point of view.
Mm. We're lucky, aren't we, that we have this community?
We're very, very lucky. I think we're very privileged that
And at the same time, we should clap ourselves on the back for actually doing all this volunteering that makes this such an amazing island.
Yeah, and I think that it's being committed to something And it's not just Sculpt on the Golf people. I think we must have a high level of volunteers for anything. And I think that's what makes our community. Yeah, the radio.
Hey, one more thing before I let you go. And I appreciate you're the art manager, and this may not be your, you know, deeply within your role. But can you tell us a little bit about the marquee that's going on the foreshore at Matiatia this time? Because I seem to remember it was an astonishingly tall thing.
So that's,
is it called the Tall House?
That unfortunately has...
That's gone away. Okay. Yes. Oops, oops. And of course there's no marquee on the foreshore, is there?
The whole infrastructure down at Matiatia has scaled down.
Oh, okay.
So we no longer will have a big marquee pavilion.
But instead, there's more focus up here in the village.
There's more focus up here in the village, yeah. More focus on the gallery that owns the event.
Yeah.
There's more emphasis on encouraging visitors to come this way and see this part of the event as just as worth experiencing as the walkway.
Mm.
And
it always slightly felt a little bit odd that a lot of visitors would get off the ferry, you know, walk up the hill and not see anything of Waiheke.
And I think that was probably only natural, given that it was a loop.
Yeah, of course.
And the ferry's right there.
Yeah, of course.
In
a way, we'll have more people in the village.
I think we will have more people in the village.
I think that'll be fun.
But we're also going to be encouraging people. We have to try and break the conditioning of the last eight events.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And we really want to encourage visitors to not just see coming to the event for 2 hours as a reason for coming.
Yeah.
That it maybe make it a weekend.
Yeah.
Spend one part of the day on the walkway, another part up here.
Absolutely.
Then go into the village, take your time, and enjoy what the rest of the island does.
Yeah, exactly. Make it part of your trip to Waiheke rather than just the afternoon.
Yes.
Jackie O'Brien, the art manager from Sculpture on the Gulf, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been great having you in the studio, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think every year would be too much, but every 2 years I suddenly get really excited about it again. And
yes, and I think we all do too.
I don't think you could organise it in 1 year anyway,
no,
could you?
You couldn't.
It's so big.
Absolutely not.
How many visitors last time?
Do you count? Yes, there is always a count because it's part of
your sustainability
measure,
obligations.
One of the measures we have to do. I think from memory is about 40,000.
Wow.
But we have shifted the date, so we're away from anniversary weekend.
Yeah, quite right. So and it's not all about how many people.
It's not. It's about the quality of the experience.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah. Mm. Well, the quality of the experience is pretty much without doubt. I can't wait. And maybe we'll get somebody back in the studio late Feb just to give it remind all of us.
Great idea.
Okay.
Yes.
Lovely, okay. Jackie. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.